just rebelling against what your pastor said, you'll end up rebelling against the Lord. Are y'all in here? Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land. In other words, listen, y'all, there could be individuals that's holding your land, that got your stuff, and you too scared after God has given you the okay. This is the time to get that house. This is the time to do that business. Somebody said, this is the time. Stop being scared. Stop being faint in heart. Don't fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Oh, Jesus. Their protection has departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Everybody close your eyes and say, God, I thank you that you are with me. Oh, come on. Y'all need to let that marinate just for a few minutes. I promise y'all prayerfully just 15 more minutes. But you need to hear what the Lord is saying to you today. Stop being scared of people. I'm with you in the name of Jesus. I'm with you. I will not forsake you in Jesus' name. Too many of you got the blessings left on the table. He said, what are you doing? The people that's standing before you, baby, you're going to take and break off and eat them like bread. Everybody say, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but God gave me love, power, power, power. Power, 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 power. My God. And a sound mind. Are y'all in the house? Many of us don't move forward because we many times have in our mind what they already gonna say. But how about what has God to say about the situation? Are y'all in this house? Some of you, I'm telling you, I know I'm breaking through hell right now. Yes, I do. Because certain mindsets are in this house that's got to go out of that door in the name of Jesus. And you got to get the mind of Christ on the matter. I remember right in the midst of the pandemic, it was time for us to sign another lease. We had been leasing a home for 3 years. And it was time to sign the lease. And Tommy said, baby, it's time to sign this lease again. I said, I ain't signing no lease. It came from my toes. It wasn't nothing with my husband or anything like that, but something because I had been studying the word of God about taking the limits off and God enlarging my territory. Let me tell you something. Listen, you get your faith. Faith cometh by and hearing by. You got to see what God has said. God told these children of Israel, you're going to go to a land that flows with milk and honey. Y'all better hear me up in this house. And the descendants that's in the land, they gonna get up out of the land because they gonna be just like bread to you. Somebody gonna get it. He said he got milk and honey for you, and you still chewing on rocks, but God got milk and honey. Somebody say the best. God has the best. He doesn't have either or. He has both and. So Tommy said, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to call our realtor. Let me tell you something. In going towards the glory, you got to be willing to take steps of faith. Y'all, can I tell you that how praying in tongues makes a difference? Because, see, you're praying out mysteries. I didn't know that I would come from my toes saying, we ain't signing another lease. It's time to get a house. Come on, step by step. I didn't even realize my husband had been working on our credit stuff and all of that. You got to also look at your stuff. Are y'all in the house? Tommy said, baby, I want a home that has land. I said, baby, all I want is a beautiful home. So we went into this thing. I'm talking about a land that flows. This may be your business. This may be your house. This may be whatever, your church or whatever. Lady, we got her, and the first day she sold us three homes and everything, wasn't it? Because most of them didn't have the land. And I was like, Lord Jesus, touch him, Lord. Maybe we'll get the land on the next thing. And that very day, at the end of that day, I said to the lady, I said, listen, you know what we want. He wants land, I want house. I said, do you know anything like that? She said, meet me in the morning. We drove to this property the very next morning at 9 a.m. And this lady had a resolve on her. She said, this is it. And I'm thinking to myself, girl, I see the land, but I ain't looked in this house yet, so you don't know. That sure would have said in my mind. I got in that house, went through it, so on and so forth. And before I left out of that house, I stood at the top of the stairs and said, welcome home. In the middle of a pandemic. Oh, y'all better come on up in here. Rebecca Tondalaboshake. Smack dab in the middle. And whereas prophetess thought either one or the other, God said in this season, somebody say right now, God is doing a both and. Oh, y'all real, y'all, ooh-wee. How many of you have a both and? See, it's not just one thing. I said, how many of you have a both and? God told these children of Israel, I'm getting ready to give you land that flows with milk and honey. And here they start complaining against the leaders, asking to go back to bondage. Out of your mouth, you declare, I'm out of bondage tonight. You're out of bondage of food. You're out of bondage. Come on up in here. Come on, of going into wrong relationships. You're out of bondage of pornography. You're out of bondage of... Say it again five times with your eyes closed. I'm out of this bondage. Oh, devil, you a liar. You've been tripping me up. I'm coming up out of this bondage. I'm not going to be a gossiper. I'm not going to be one that always be negative. I'm coming out of this bondage. This has kept me from my land of flowing with milk and honey. I'm coming out of this bondage. You're such a liar. You're under my feet. No longer bound, but I'm free. Somebody say, I'm free. Look what it says here. The Lord is with us. Stop fearing. And all the congregation said to stone them. Which one of y'all try to stone me? Prophet's gonna go into another. No. And all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Now look what happened. Now we talk about gathering in the glory. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all of them. Why? They were trying to stone the leaders. They're saying, hey, baby, you got something better for you. Here I am tonight as God's representative saying you don't have to stay on housing. You don't have to live in that condition. When you got a daddy that owns, come on, hills, silver, gold, houses you didn't build. My God, today, businesses. They were trying literally to tell them you don't have to stay in Egypt and be slaves to the devil. I got goodness for you. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord, for your goodness that you have for me. You better come on and say it. You better talk to your God. You got goodness for me, and I thank you for it. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, because I have not walked in that goodness, but you got it for me. And can I tell you that the glory showed up? Why did the glory show up? Because they was trying to kill the ones who had good news. If you're a person that when people testify about the goodness of God and you see people doing well financially and otherwise and you get all mad and cockeyed and all this stuff, watch yourself. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? You have to watch yourself because the glory will show up. And the glory will show up to protect the ones that's trying to help you. Pastor, am I saying it all right? The glory showed up to protect Joshua and Caleb. These devils gonna come off y'all mind tonight. I'm not gonna keep y'all all night. But what I'm trying to do is help you to believe and know that God has a better life. Somebody lift those hands up and declare better life. Better life. I said better life. There is a better life. You don't want a scraping. You got your children, you'll go through whatever. And he did go through whatever in that he put his son on the cross. So you don't have to live like this. But Pastor Brent, I got my appointment and I got my. No, God wants us to be so abundantly blessed that we literally can reach out and help communities and help other people. Are y'all in the house? It's not all about you. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost real quick. Come on. You remember you're praying mysteries about yourself. One more minute, pray in the Holy Ghost. Now listen to this. After the glory showed up to protect Aaron and Joshua, it goes on to say, the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? If you're in this house tonight and you're rejecting what God is telling you right now, that this is a time for the supernatural transfer, and that he wants to bring you from where you are to the next place. And he said, how long y'all gonna reject what I'm telling you? What is it gonna take for you to believe me? That I want to do more than you could. Listen, there's a scripture. I think it's in, is it Philippians 3 and 20? I'm ready to do, somebody say, exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can ask or think. Is that how long they're going to reject me? And how long will they not believe me? My husband always said, right before believe is belie. You'd rather to receive the lie that God will not be there and do more than you've ever seen before rather than to believe. But somebody lift your hands up and look up like you're looking in daddy's face and say, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Say it again. Say it again. And you know, after that, God literally wanted to strike all of them, kill them all. That's what he wanted to do. But Moses, the intercessor that he was, stood in the gap. Oh my God, up in here. And he said, God, if you kill them, then they're going to say you brought them up out of Egypt. You brought them out of bondage. But then you couldn't really do anything else. What am I trying to say tonight? There are many of you that saved. You're delivered. You love God. But that's just the level you are on. Lift those hands and say, God, I hear you tonight. You have so much more. Come on, say that again. Let it go down in your spirit. There is so much more that you have that I have allowed to escape myself. Forgive me, God. Open up my mind. Don't let this word come in and leave me. I know you can bring me up out of Egypt, and I also know you can bless me beyond what my natural mind. Are y'all in the place? Moses begged for their lives. And then God said, the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word, but truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all these men who have seen my glory and signs which I did in Egypt when they was in bondage and in the wilderness and have put me to the test now. How many of y'all God has done some great things for? Raise your hands real high. And God is saying, you know I've been there for you. You know what I have done for you. Why would you doubt me now? Why would you let everybody else get in on what I got for you? Come on, lift those hands up. But moro kapashite. Why would you let sinners be living in your stuff? You know I've healed you. You know I've delivered you. You know I've paid your house notes and done all kind of things. You call it a miracle. But that's how I want to use my children. And the Bible says that the Lord said, and I'm bringing close for real. He said, my glory shall be seen, and it's going to be all over the earth. Everybody lift those hands and say, help me to be a glory carrier. Oh, come on, mean it from your heart. Help me show off in me. Go ahead and do whatever you want to do. My God, come on, show up, show out. I want to be a glory carrier. Lord God, that when people look at me, oh my God, they can even get jealous if they want to. In the name of Jesus, that's how much your glory will be upon me. That's how much the blessings of the Lord will be upon me. I want to be your glory carrier. I don't want to just think about it. I don't want to just beg you, but I will be a glory carrier. They wanted to settle for Egypt. But God said, I need some glory carriers. More than enough finances. More than enough as far as your home, where it's not just your two and three, but somebody passing through, you be a blessing to them. Begin to dream big. Are y'all in the house? He said, the glory shall fill the earth. And God wants you to be a glory carrier wherever you are. Because his promise is that the glory would fill the earth. Wherever you are, people need to be able to look at you and know that glory. Glory, glory is upon you. He said, this is what I'm going to do. All of those that's 20 and above, you ain't going to see nothing. I said that the title of this message is Moving with the Glory. When you don't move in faith and trust in God, that means you're gonna stay right where you are. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? He said, those of you that's 20 years and over, no, you ain't gonna see my glory. And whereas they were walking in purpose, they turned back to bondage. Literally, that's what happened. See, they had come out. God gave them a great promise, like he's given us tonight, wealth transfer. But I'm old. I don't need another. What? But I'm young and I don't. What? God wants his glory to be revealed. He said, I'm going to take the young ones. Y'all going to turn around here and be walking in confusion, no purpose, for 40 years. But I believe there are people in this house tonight. That's what I believe. That have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. All you gotta do is have faith in your God. Take the limits off. I don't care how young you are or how old you are. Take the limits off of your God. And the thing about Joshua and Caleb, they were so committed to the people that they were right there still for another 40 years. But God did not forget their faith, because a day came when Caleb said, give me my mountain. I'm not trying to make y'all fly all over the place or anything like that. But glory comes again when we trust in the Lord with a little bit, all of our hearts, and stop leaning to our own understanding. Every way, acknowledge him. He's gonna direct your path, your destiny. Somebody say, I got a destiny. I got a destiny. I got a destiny. Yeah, yeah. There's purpose for my life. Come on, you need to. I got a destiny. I got a destiny. I got a destiny. There's purpose for my life. How many believe you know that you're here on a purpose? Come on here, lift your hands up real high. Glory to God. You don't need to stop. You got to keep going with where the glory is. The glory is in faith. The glory is in trusting God. The glory. I got a destiny. I got a destiny. I got a destiny. There is purpose for my life. I got a destiny. Destiny, I got a destiny. Oh, there is purpose for my life. My God up in here. Oh, 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 I got a destiny. Oh, there is purpose for my, I got a destiny. Destiny, I got a destiny. There is purpose. Look at somebody and say, you got a destiny. You got a destiny. You got a destiny. There is purpose for your life. You got a destiny. You've got a destiny. There is purpose for my. You got a destiny. You got a destiny. You got a destiny. There is purpose for my life. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey. Come on and clap your hands. Hey, hey, hey. McClintock, you got a destiny. You got a destiny. You got a destiny. There is purpose for your life. You've got a destiny. A destiny. You've got a destiny. Oh, there is purpose for your life. Come on and clap those hands in the house. In my name, you shall cast out devils. In my name, you shall lay hands on the sick. Come on up in here. Is somebody sick up in here tonight? Lift your hands if you are. Those people around her, lay hands on her. Anybody else sick in the house? Lay hands on the sick. Lay your hands in faith in Jesus' name. Come on, y'all. What? It's working right now. We're talking about glory. You're talking about glory. In the name of Jesus, God gets glory when people get healed, delivered, and set free. Come here, baby. What happened to your foot?
I sprained my ankle last year, and then they told me that I had torn ligaments and some nerve damage. Nerve damage.
All right. But you got a destiny. You got a destiny. You got a destiny. Father, in the name of Jesus. What's your name, baby?
Olivia.
Olivia. Father, I thank you for Olivia. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. This girl just said she's healed. Come on, Sister Brenda didn't lay her hands on her. She said, I'm healed. My God up in here. Thank you, Lord. She said, I'm healed. Come on, somebody give God glory. Come here, baby. Come here. Stay right there, Olivia. What happened?
I've been having lower back problems. Even when I get up, it's on my whole back is so stiff. I can't move like this. And I like this now.
She can now, y'all. Give God some glory. Come on, she's touching her toes. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. I got a destiny. Oh, I got a destiny. I got a destiny. You got claim of Jesus for my life. And here she is going down here touching her. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for Olivia. We lay hands on her like you've commanded in your word, God. In the name of Jesus, lay hands, Lord God, on the sick and they shall recover. And I'm thanking you. I speak. You said healing was hers. Healing is the children's bread. And this has been such a hindrance to you, Olivia. You're so sick and tired of being sick and tired of this. In Jesus' name. And I command the pain to get up off of you. I command by the Spirit of God, healing and restoration. Every ligament come together in the name of Jesus. Healed. Cause you got a destiny. You got a destiny. Oh, Olivia, you got a destiny. There is purpose for your life. Listen, baby. I wouldn't say it if the Lord didn't say it, but I'm telling you, God's hand is upon you, just like it was the woman of God that just got healed. Because there are so many that's attached to you. One thing this has done is shown them how vitally important that you are. In the name of Jesus, you are, honey. You make a difference. But enough is enough. I pronounce healing and restoration over you now in Jesus' name. Oh, somebody give God praise. Come on, Olivia, just walk a little bit for me, baby. I got a destiny. Got a destiny, oh Lord. There is purpose for my life. I got a destiny. Come on, baby. Come on, come on. I got a destiny. Hey, I got a destiny. Oh my God. There is purpose for my life. Destiny. Hey. Destiny. Hey. Destiny. There is purpose for my. One more time. Oh, go, girl. Go, girl. Go, girl. Go, girl. Go, girl. Go, go, girl. 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 I got a destiny. Olivia. Olivia, tell me what's going on right now. Talk to me, baby. What's going on right now? I saw you speed up. I saw you move to the side. I saw.
Oh, God. I'm moving faster than what I've been moving. Oh God.
I'm moving faster than what I've been moving.
Oh, yes, Lord. And the pain. Oh.
What about the pain?
Oh, God. I don't feel it.
I don't feel it. him. Begin to praise him. You got a destiny. I got a destiny. Destiny, my God, up in here. I got a destiny. I got a destiny. Oh, yes, there is purpose for my life. Lift your hands and say, there is purpose. There's purpose for my life. There's purpose. You need to say it out of your mouth, for my life. Hey, there's purpose. Open your mouth and declare it over yourself. For my life, there's purpose. For my life, there's. Y'all bring your minds in. For my life, for your children, come on here. There's purpose for my family. For my family, there's purpose. All of those children, come on. For my family, there. For my family, there. For my business. This couple, the man is sitting down in black and beige. Right there with the glasses on. Are y'all together? Husband and wife? Come here. How many are praying in the Holy Ghost? I need y'all to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Come on. I need y'all to pray in the Spirit. What's y'all's name?
Quentin.
Whitney, y'all live here? Y'all, live. Y'all waiting for me to say something? I'm just asking y'all to pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on now. God is going to go generationally. He's going to go in your generations, baby. In the name of Jesus. Certain generational bondages. You've gotten used to things being a certain way. You hear me? Change your mind. They don't have to be that way. I come against the tormentor. I go to your house right now. I speak by the Spirit of the living God. I don't ask you, devils. I command you to come out of every crevice, every corner in that house. You're such a liar. You unclean devil. I say you go, and you go right now in the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak life. I speak life. I speak abundant life over you. Oh, Jesus. I just heard God say he's going to make y'all a sign and a wonder. Are. Start seeing it in 22, but by 23, people ain't gonna even all to know who y'all are. In the name of Jesus, You've had God speak to you before, and he's speaking to you right now. Have an expectancy. Get in that word like you've not gotten in it before. Change your mindsets like never before. And I promise you, if I be a woman of God, which I am, you will not. People won't be able to recognize y'all. You're going to be able to testify. And generational curses are going to be broken like never before. In your very line, generational curses. Stop meditating on the wrong things. That's been long enough. Loose his mind in the name of Jesus. You have the mind of Christ. Daily search the scriptures, and in them you will find life. You got a destiny, brother. In the name of Jesus, God's going in by the Spirit of the living God. It's going to make a difference in your entire house, all throughout, every crevice, every corner. I'm telling you, order, 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 in Jesus' name. Everybody shout, y'all got a destiny, and you must fulfill it. Somebody give God glory in the house. I got a destiny. I got a destiny. I got a destiny. There is purpose for my life. Destiny, 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 destiny. Destiny, destiny, destiny. There is purpose for my life. Y'all sit down for a moment. Everybody put a smile on your face, because you've heard something tonight that's gonna cause freedom like never before. Come on, y'all, put a smile on your face, even if you don't want to. Hallelujah. Several years ago, I just thought about it myself. I got a big smile too. Several years ago, I had a tooth pulled, and when you don't take care of stuff, stuff start moving and stuff like that, and mine moved, and I hated my smile. Couldn't stand it. I remember going to the dentist because I was believing God for it. See, just believe God for crazy stuff. And I said, I want my mouth healthy. I remember going to the dentist and he said, what do you want? I said, I want a Hollywood smile. Can I tell you, it ain't all through. We still got a few more things to do. But right now, baby, you ask me to smile at me. I light the place up. The bill up to this point was $18,000. Somebody said, wow. Just up to this point. When I signed my name, it was to a bill that said zero. You owe me nothing. Y'all ain't rejoicing with me. God got a plan for my life. I got a destiny. I got a destiny. Prayers. somebody else, you don't know, it's no big deal. But I use this mouth. And I told God, I said, God, you know, as jacked up as this was in front of my mouth, teeth parting where they didn't have no business. I said, you know, I'll obey you. I said, but for real though. Somebody said, for real though. Listen, y'all stop looking and look over here. Look at me. Look at me. Look at my smile. Come on. No. No. God is concerned about the little details. I want you to confess it. God is concerned about the little details. It's little to him, but it was major to me. Are y'all hearing me? And even just saying that, for you all to smile, God just gave me to give you that testimony. I didn't pay a dime. All to the glory and honor of God. And all the rest of the work, that'll probably be done by the next time I come back. Paid for in full. Come on now. Give God some praise right there with me. Rejoice with me. Nothing is impossible to those that believe. Listen, y'all, when I was telling y'all about the house, we didn't have no idea about nothing. Huge down payment and stuff. I'm thinking, Lord Jesus, the last time we worked, you know, in the field was February of 2020. And it was time for us to get a house. I'm telling this part because somebody gonna hear and just stop limiting your God. God said a house, so let me see what I got to do. Yes, there are things you get in order. But stop trying to have it all together. When he said it, he'll supersede that. I'm telling you, it doesn't cost you anything but believing the word of God, meditating on his word. I didn't come here just because I was desperate for a place to preach. This word is to set us free. Somebody say, out of bondage. Say it again, out of bondage. Children of Israel wanted to go back to bondage. When you leave out these doors, don't you dare go back to bondage. What you say, Pastor? You have to renew your mind. Somebody say, I will. Say it again, I will. Renew my mind. And I keep on saying this to the elderly, that don't put clamps on God. God spoke to me so clearly a month and a half or so ago about senior citizens. Now they say I'm one, but I don't. I say, are they crazy? Tell my 60 is a senior citizen. Are y'all in the house? I ain't no senior citizen. My husband just turned 66 on Saturday a week ago, on the 15th. And he desired, when he turned 66, to drive Route 66 from Chicago to California. That was his desire. He said it, and we're on it. We've been driving from, we started, okay, let me just quickly say it. We flew from Tulsa, you got to understand why, to Chicago, because that's where Route 66 began. Y'all, we've been on Route 66. Oh, somebody give God some praise right there. Take the limits off. He said it. And we're doing it. We come this way. The route is here. We'll go back through Tulsa. Then we'll jump back on, go through Texas, Albuquerque, New Mexico, all these places. And people say, how long is it going to take y'all? I don't know. We're going to stop. We ain't just going to be in a race. Why do I tell you this? God wants you to have fun. He wants you to have to enjoy life. Somebody say, he came to give me life. God, you came to give me life. And you came to give me abundant life. He was speaking to me about the seniors. He said, I want you to start believing for the seniors like never before. That they are not a forgotten people. Are y'all hearing me? And many times, seniors, you put yourself in a mindset concerning you limit yourselves. God doesn't want you to be limited. He has so much more. I want those of us that's not senior to clap your hand and scream right like Baba. Come on, seniors. We need you. We need you to be active. We need you to lay hands. We need you to pray. We need you. Are y'all in this house? Encourage your moms, your grandmothers, your aunties that are older. Move in the glory. About a week ago, I'm telling y'all testimonies. Because that's the thing that gives God glory. But I'm half asleep, Pastor Brenda Ann. Wake up. Everybody sit up straight and tall anyhow. Week ago, I had a jabbing in my back. Went to the chiropractor on that Monday. And I thought, Lord Jesus, I went Monday, I went Wednesday, and I went Thursday. And by that Thursday, after the chiropractor, I went to my doctor, y'all. I was in so much pain, I can't even tell you how much pain I was in. I was like, Lord, I'm going to have to call Pastor Brenda Neal. I never even told y'all that. I just told you about moving around. In the midst of that, real good friend, pastor friend, reason we weren't here last night, because y'all know we normally come before. We're not a wonder to just show up, okay? Real good friend of ours went home to be with the Lord, and her husband called and asked if I would do the eulogy. So this is my second time today preaching. That's why I'm after devils. Did that this morning, drove straight in here, and then start preparing ourselves for coming here. But my point is, everything, every devil saying, call them folk, tell them to get somebody else to do the eulogy. Call Pastor Brenda Nell, tell them they got to preach or whatever. But I'm moving with the cloud. Moving with the cloud. Moving with the cloud. Y'all, there was a point last week, in order for me to get up, I was walking like this. Like an old woman. But I told y'all I ain't old, okay? So I was in so much pain. But I stand here tonight. Healed. Delivered. And set free. Y'all, I am free. I am healed. Delivered. Everybody put your own hand on your own self and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Some of your minds need to be open. Come on up in here. Some of you need healing in your body in Jesus' name. But there's freedom in the house. There's deliverance in the house. You're free. Come on and pray. You're delivered. You're set free. Oh, you set free. Last thing, y'all. Put your hand on your mouth. Because you notice it's what you say. The thing that the children of Israel said is, I want to go back to Egypt. They said, we're getting ready to die. They said the most negative stuff. And in your house, in your mind, you talk wrongly. But Father, we lay our hands on our own mouth. Put a watch over my mouth. Say it to God. Lord, put a watch over my mouth and the doorpost of my lips. Forgive me for some of the crazy stuff that has come out of my mouth. Will you forgive me? Come on, y'all. And with your own hand over your mouth, just pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute. Oh, you're changing tongue in the name of Jesus. Tongue is a small little rudder, but it causes all kind of problems. But we decree and declare, mouth, you will not cause me all this problem anymore. I will speak what the Lord says in the name of Jesus, and he will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Did I have a lot of people praying for me? Yes. But I'm telling you, I stand here pain-free. Even as I was going and laying hands on everybody else, there was a little limp there. But there's no limp. Oh, y'all, if y'all playing with me. So we've heard the word tonight. Those of you that really heard those tonight, will you lift your hands up before God? No longer being like those spies. God said, I got milk and honey, and you keep on settling for leeks and all the stuff that's not from me in the name of Jesus. Put your hands down. I know it's late, and I also know the one that has the anointing on them. Man, I could go for a lot longer, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to kill y'all. In conferences, it takes money. Somebody say money. It takes money. And don't, this is a time that ask. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Not because of the number, because to me that's... Thank you, Lord. Somebody said it takes money. How many of you want to be a conduit? I'm not asking you for it right now, but how many of you want to be a conduit? In other words, that money can go through you for the kingdom of God. That's your desire. There are those of you that desire to even with the stroke of a pen be able to just, what's the budget? Aye, bam, 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 bam. Right? Anybody? Yeah, amen. But there is more than one of us here tonight. But together, we can do it. Somebody said together, we can do it. Without it being somebody scratching behind your head and looking all whatever. You know what you got. The budget isn't but $12,000. Somebody said it's not, but $12,000. How many of you see that as, that ain't much? How many of you, for real? Okay, all right. I'm just seeing where you at. God says that this is the year. Come on here. What word did I use? That it was, huh? Yeah, I can't do it, but I said it in the beginning in terms of he was releasing wealth. There it is. Thank you. It had left me there for a minute. Wealth transfer. And many of you have been paid better than you ever have in the year of a pandemic. I'm telling you, y'all was glad not to go back to them jobs. Because y'all was getting that $600 a month, yeah, I mean a week. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I ain't had this in a long time. Y'all know it. Some of y'all was sorry when they called you back. No, I ain't ready yet. That money was good. You know why I stand here, y'all, and I just want you to feel the power of God in every area of your life. Let you know you can have some fun. Let you know that you don't have to do without anything, because he's a good God. He's a good God. God is a good God, and he wants you to be a part. Yeah, he's a good God. God is a good God. God is a good God. And in this offering, he wants you to be a part. One more time, he's a good God. God is a good God. God is a good God. Yeah. And he wants you to be a part. My God, come on and give God some praise right there. Okay, here it is. Do we have at least 10 people in here that would be willing to go in that bank account or move a little something around, whatever? There are some pastors or whatever. 10 of you that would at least give $1,000. Come on, baby, stand up. Come on, baby, stand up. Come on, baby. I knew you was gonna stand up. Ooh, and that brother Jimmy again. Y'all just bamming tonight. $1,000. Don't look at them. Look in your own bank account, in your mind. You got $1,000? That's $5,000 right there. Y'all, I promise it's gonna be easy. Say easy, easy, easy. Say easy. If you believe easy, that's the way it's gonna come to you too. Easy, easy. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay. Okay. So, and the other way we're going to do it, would y'all that's giving it, y'all come on up here. You gonna give it. You ain't thinking about giving it. You gonna give it tonight. Don't play with me now. The rest of you pray in the Holy Ghost. Y'all, this is an offering as unto the Lord, and take the full weight off of all the rest of this is going to be extra in this next day or whatever. Thank you, ma'am. God bless you. Woman of God, you have children? You don't have any at all? Okay. In the name of Jesus. I asked the question. She said no. So, amen. I ain't going to prophet lie. Amen. Because in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let me get on back over her. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I'm not a fake. If I miss or something like that, then, okay, I missed it. That's where you got to be. Just be honest. Stop putting on all this stuff that ain't Jesus. Is this your wife? Ooh, y'all so cute. Exciting. When y'all get married, Give them a hand clap, y'all. That's so awesome. So good, so good. All right. There are, we're going to get the 10. Some, maybe you couldn't do the 1,000, but you compare it with somebody for 500. Right here, my man. I just love you, bro. You gonna come? Okay, come on, right over there. The rest of y'all just pray in the Holy Ghost. Can I tell you it's gonna be easy? Yeah, yeah. What, Pastor? You got a man of God? All right, who's pairing with Pastor? Right there. These pastors. All right, two more. All it is money and lot. We got to start looking at it, and that God's gonna give you a whole lot more. Baby, what you giving? 5, I need one more person with her. Oh, come on, baby. Come on. Father, we bless you and glorify your name. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. This sacrificial seed, go to her life throughout generations in the name of Jesus. Loose her. Loose everything about her in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for a time with you like never before. That, Lord God, she'll be so sure of your voice in Jesus' name. A stranger she will not listen to. I thank you for a turn, God, a turn in her life. And Father, we just break every unhealthy, unhabit situation, person away from her life in Jesus' name. My God. Shit. Y'all better give God praise up in here. All right, we about to bust this thing open. That's 10,000, right, Tommy? That we have up here. Okay, budget was 12. I know. I don't want to stifle anybody. Woman of God, you're standing for 500. Come on, baby. Stop saying, oh, wow, girl, and give God some glory. Are you married yet? Are you married? Yes. You're not. Amen. Glory to God. Who's going to stand with her? This man right here. Boy, you know, I'm so glad to see you. Where you at? Come stand with your man. Stand with your man. That makes 11, right? 11? Yeah, but he said it makes 11. All we need is 2 more people with 500 or 1 with 1,000. We need one more person to pair with you. Oh, okay, all right. 2 more on 1. Okay, well, I know what'll happen. What y'all trying to say? And you're going to. Everybody in here gonna give. In Jesus' name, we got 11 right here. And I know without a doubt, as many, where are my $100 people? Stand up quick. Come on. Quick. Stand up. Yes. All right. Anybody else? You're just going to give tonight $100. Huh? She did. I saw. Huh? All right. All right. Mama, thank you. In the name of Jesus. What we got? Hana, Hana. Hana, Hana. Come on up in here. Come on, come on. Hana, Hana. Child, we see that stuff. If somebody try to come get their stuff, I'm going to kick them myself. How many now? Because there's two more. Each one, one. Yeah. Ain't nobody going to mess with your stuff. Just one more. Okay, well, y'all come out. That'll be the 100 then. Y'all, that's $12,000 right there. I wish y'all were going to give it. It didn't even take 10 minutes. Oh, I wish you would give God some glory in the house. Come on here. Give God the glory. That's glory, y'all. Give God the glory. Oh, my God. Now, let me tell y'all something. Don't think because you didn't give up 50 or something like that, that that's a bad thing. The devil is a lie. You're going to give with a grateful heart. Everybody right now, come here, Pastor. Come here, Pastor, so you can tell us. Those of you that's standing, sit down and write your stuff or get your envelope and all of that. All of y'all up here, y'all got y'all stuff? All right. Don't go nowhere. Hold on.
You can give it by on your phone by going to Cash App at $ Eagle Heights Church. Or if you're writing a check, make it out to EHWC. Or cash, you can put in an envelope. Or if you're giving by credit card, there's credit card forms actually somewhere in those pockets, and grab one of those. And so cash, check, credit, and also debit through the Cash App system.
Will everybody rejoice? But y'all stay right there now. Hold on. Will everybody give God some glory? I say give God glory. And I even hear Holy Ghost saying that for some of you, you didn't want to raise your hand or whatever. Listen, the main thing for the children of Israel is they backed up into bondage. If God, because there are a lot of people in here, you are spiritual. You can hear God. And whatever amount he told you to give, obey God. And don't bag up just because you didn't, you know, you're not pulled out or something like that. You miss your blessings when you start trusting in your own mind and not trusting what God said to you. Are y'all in the house? All right now. So everybody, whether you're giving by Cash App, either you need to be moving your finger for the phone, or you can get an envelope, which are they in the back of the seats? Get them. God loves what kind of givers? He loves cheerful givers, not tearful givers. So everybody, irregardless of what amount you're giving, God wants you to be happy and give God some glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to just pray for everybody, but I just hold your hands over. Father, we bless you, the blessings of the Lord that makes us all real rich and adds no. I said real. Oh, girl, you better not fall. In the name of Jesus, stay right there. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. In the name of Jesus, make y'all real rich and adds no sorrow with it. Listen, listen. Hey, guys, listen to this. I remember our son Michael. He was saying, you know, how he would draw out. He would draw with his hand. He would draw money. And so, look, that was faith. He didn't have it then, but he would take and draw money. And as I'm hitting y'all's hands, even the ones that I've hit, just see stacks. Stacks. And even for yourselves, I'm talking about growing stacks. Glory to God, so you can be a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The blessings that makes you real rich and adds no sorrow to it, mama, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Oh Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the God. Name of bless, 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 bless. Did I miss anybody? In the name of Jesus. You want to, yes, ma'am, you can have a double. Yes, that's right. Stacks, stacks, stacks. Amen. Y'all can go be seated now. For those of you, oh, shoes. Amen. Okay, I'm going to have to hit everybody's hand. Stacks. I'm so sorry. God bless you, baby. All right, those of you, huh? For your children. Oh, amen. Praise God. All right. Yeah, baby. All right. Hey, y'all come and bring it. And I'm believing God for stacks. I'm believing God for miracle. Come here, girl. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, y'all. I release faith in Jesus' name for you. In Jesus' name. I'm so sorry. Man of God, it's so good to see you. Yes. God bless you. Stacks. Stacks. Hallelujah. Stacks, baby. Stacks, in the name of Jesus. Elizabeth, stacks. Okay, all right, no problem. Stacks. Y'all believe in God for stacks? Come on, stacks. Come on. You gotta believe God. From all over the place, come and bring your offering. Oh, believing for stacks. Oh, Shataya. No, you got to have money, girl. Oh, bless you. Come on, man of God. Chill, forgive us. Don't y'all act like I begged y'all. Come on here. Glory to God. Stack some money. Bless you. Love you, God. Girl, y'all got another one on. Look at them. God, a baby. Hey, darling. God bless you. Breakthrough for you. Hallelujah, yeah. Did everybody get an opportunity to give? You know, this will be it, and I'm turning it over. When, was it yesterday, Jimmy, that I called you and Farah? Just yesterday, this man of God and his wife, I guess she's going to take care of something else, but anyway, I called him and said, hey, meet us in Springfield. And they're such good friends of ours. And they just picked up like this. This man has his own business and everything. They both do. They have businesses and all of that. But they dropped everything to meet us here, to be here tonight, get up in the morning, and go back to Tulsa. Will you give the Lord a hand praise? But I want to prophesy to you. I've said it once before, but I really feel like God wants me to tell you again, Jimmy, in the name of Jesus. Where Farah? Is she right there? Come on in here, girl. I was just going to do it because the power of God. Y'all praying the Holy Ghost. They came here even to help armor bear us in Jesus' name or whatever. But I feel to release the word of the Lord over you even this very night in the name of Jesus. Even as you have come and you have obeyed and so freely given in the name of Jesus, I declare by the Spirit of God that your land shall flow with milk and with honey in the name of Jesus. And what you put your hands to is already blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare multiplication upon your life, upon your ministry in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against you, formed against your marriage, formed against your children, formed against your grandchildren, nothing will be able to prosper. But as quick as you obeyed, that's how quick he's gonna do things in your life. Somebody give God glory. Somebody give God glory. Somebody give God glory, because he's worthy. Somebody give God glory. Somebody give him glory. Somebody give him glory, because he's worthy of the praise. Somebody give him glory.
Come on and give him glory. Give God glory. He's worthy of my praise. Everybody point your hands this direction. To me, not to you, in the name of Jesus. Pray for about a minute in the Holy Ghost. Prophet, it's time. Father, I've done my best to obey you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you from this God. You will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in your son's name we pray. Somebody give God some praise right there.